Are you guys good?
Do I look skinny?
You look so good.
Testicles 1-2. Testicles 1-2. All right.
Are you good, Ryan? All right, awesome. Welcome to the beginning of my favorite interview ever. I'm Katie Neal with Odyssey. This is Jelly Roll.
Yes.
Just literally rolled in, pulled a bottle of tequila out of his pocket and cups. So we're doing shots.
Cheers.
This is Tortuga.
This is not a gimmick, neither. This is some real tequila.
This is a healthy shot. All right, ready?
Yep. Cheers.
That is warm tequila.
Warm tequila, man.
That's delicious. How are you?
I am incredible.
Yeah?
I just got to see Ernest.
Oh, my God. What a good guy.
It was so good, man. It was so good. He was just rocking. That tent was full. They couldn't fit another person in there. I thought there were people in the water waiting. There were so many people over there.
That's amazing. I'm so excited to finally get to talk to you because I feel like everyone is talking about Jelly Roll. Everyone loves you.
All right.
You have a very passionate following. You put out tons of music over the years. You're dipping your toe now in the country world, and we love it with this new single.
This is just a toe dip, though. We're finna cannonball, baby.
Oh, yeah,
baby.
No, I'm ready.
We're finna do a double gainer backflip in this thing, man. It's finna happen.
But how are you finding it? Like, are you enjoying the country music community?
I'm loving it, man. No, I've never felt more welcome anywhere. I was born and raised in Nashville, so,
this is always second nature to me.
You know, it's just, it's incredible, dude. I took a lot of pictures with a lot of fans, hung out with a lot of people. It's just been cool, man. I'm just getting started. I mean, I plan on tearing this thing down today.
Yeah,
so.
I love it. Talk to me about your latest country music single, Son of a Sinner, because I love this song so much. What is the story behind this song?
You know, to me, it's about the ultimate duality of life. The word duality means so much to me. It's something I learned from my father. He had this beautiful ability to work really, really hard, yet go out and party really hard. He'd book bets on the side when times got tough, but he would go to church every Sunday religiously. And he led the homeless program at his church. So he, to me, was like the ultimate sign of duality. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I think I've just kind of always aspired to be like that. I mean, I'm a little bit of a loose cannon. But I'm also
Never,
a really...
the guy who rolled in with tequila in his pocket?
But I'm also a pretty grounded guy, and I'm really anchored in family. So kind of a little Dr. Jekyll, Miss Hyde, and that's kind of the theme of the song.
I love that. I feel like duality is a great word to describe that. If you asked me to spell it right now after that shot, I don't think I could.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't have spelled it before the shot. I didn't make it out of the seventh grade. I can't believe I'm here.
Let's talk about your latest album, Ballads of the Broken. They came out this fall.
Yes,
tell
ma'am.
Me what this means to you, because there's so many amazing songs on here.
Well, you know, my theme is music to me has always been therapeutic. And this is before
Definitely.
I was a participant in it. This is just as an enjoyer, right, as somebody who likes music. So I've always felt the effects of music in my own personal life. So I feel like I wanted to make ballads for those who were like me, you know, the kind of the in-betweens, the broken. I tell people, man, we're not for everybody, but we're definitely for somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So anybody can feel it.
It's You're definitely kind of a for thing. A lot of people.
Yes. Like, oh, yeah, for sure.
Like I said, everybody loves Jelly Roll.
Oh, dude. It's surreal hearing that.
Yeah.
There was a time in my life nobody loved Jelly Roll, so this is great.
We're past that time. It's smooth sailing right now.
This is way cooler.
You are.
I had a cop be nice to me earlier. I thought he was going to search me, and he just stopped by to say what's up.
There's a big dog running around out here.
I'm glad he's not a drug dog.
Well, there is a drug dog running around out here. So
I'm in trouble.
This interview goes south very quickly.
I'm being facetious, kind of.
I know. No. The drug dog doesn't need to come over here. We're all good.
Oh, you don't want him here either, huh?
Okay. No. I'm fine. I'm trying to look out
for
you.
The whole tent goes down.
That's not the headline we need from the end of this interview. Oh, my God. So you're on the road, like, all summer, all fall. What are some of the places that you're, like, so excited to go and finally play?
Oh, man. So I get to play Red Rocks this year. I get to headline Red Rocks,
oh
the legendary
God.
Red Rocks.
That's going to be unbelievable.
You know what? I'm going to say it. I don't know if I'm allowed to, but I will. I don't care. I say a lot of stuff I'm not supposed to.
Here we go.
I am going to have the privilege of headlining the Bridgestone Arena in Nashville this year. And being a Nashville kid and being a hometown kid, and we're doing it as a charitable effort to help at-risk youth and youth offenders in the juvenile program and bring music into the juvenile facilities.
I have chills for you because I feel like headlining a show at Bridgestone in your hometown, like...
Yeah.
That has got to be like
Yeah, and we're partnering with the city, and we're partnering with the juvenile facility, and it's going to be a really big day.
Knowing, like, your past and where you came from to going to, like, being on stage headlining Bridgestone, what is that?
Oh, dude, I remember sitting up there by Jesus. Our seats were so high on the Bridgestone, our back was to the wall when I was a kid watching the circus and stuff, and now I get to be on stage. It's going to be awesome.
That's amazing. Jelly Roll, you're awesome. I'm so glad I got to talk to you. I'm definitely feel that tequila is like fully running.
Ain't it great, right?
I love it. I love it. More tequila always.
Thank y'all. Son of a Sinner is out now.
Yeah.
Streaming right here. Yeah, baby.
Awesome.